Warren, thank you so much for joining us today. Pleasure to talk to you.
Good to speak to you.
And just tell us a bit about what you're up to today, all about this congratulations Jimmy flag signed by one and all.
Yes, I'm just stood in the middle of Emirates Old Trafford. It's looking absolutely magnificent. The pitch is looking as good as I've ever seen it. The outfield is magnificent. And the big flag, the big Jimmy flag, is here stretched out in front of me, just in front of the point here at Emirates Old Trafford, with lots and lots of names, and the good and the great from sport and from around celebrity world.
And I'm guessing you didn't need an awful lot of persuading to get involved with it.
No, not at all. You know, Jimmy's one of our biggest assets here in Lancashire and in England, and he deserves all the plaudits that come to him after a fantastic achievement in beating Beefy's record.
When did you sort of first come across him, and was there a feeling then that you had somebody really special on your hands?
Yeah, it was. You know, it was just, I think it was just before I was made captain in 2004 that Jimmy burst onto the scene on the first class. He'd come basically from the leagues, a bit of a meteoric rise, straight into the second team, knocked certainly 11 players over for fun, fast-tracked into the first team, and it did exactly the same there. His pace, his bounce, his ability to take the ball away from the right-hander on all kinds of wickets was a major asset. And I think anyone involved in cricket at that time that saw Jimmy could see that there was something special in the offering.
And you obviously kept to him on his first class debut. Any sort of recollections from back then?
I just remember him being extremely raw, extremely fast, and having that ability to swing the ball away from the right-hander. As I mentioned, no matter who you are, if you take the ball away from the right-hander and get it in the right area, you're going to get wickets in all levels of cricket. And Jimmy had that uncanny knack of getting good players out. You know, we had to set specific fielders to Jimmy, three slips in the gully and a deep point to counteract the one he dropped a little bit short, being a little bit over exuberant as a young fast bowler. But you know, we learned to set the right fields for an up and coming fast bowler, and Jimmy was great in everything he did for us.
And here we are a few years later, hundreds of wickets for Lancashire and England. He really has been a wonderful servant to both, as you say, his county and his country, and you know, pivotal as in much of England's success.
Absolutely, and let's put him up there with England's greatest. You know, he's one of England's greatest. He's not finished yet. He could go on to get more wickets for England. But you know, we're extremely proud of him here at Emirates Old Trafford and at Lancashire County Cricket for the achievements he's made for both the Red Rose and the Three Lions. And you know, long may it continue.
It's quite interesting if you ask people who they think is their sort of England's greatest fast bowler. You get a lot of different answers. Would you name Jimmy as your greatest England bowler of all time?
I think he's going to have to be up there. He's going to have to be up there to, you know, for someone who's consistently has taken wickets in all around the world, not just in England. You know, he's learned to bowl on the wickets of Australia, the dust bowls of India, you know, the bouncy wickets in South Africa and West Indies and places like that. You know, that's the measure of a great cricketer, someone who can conquer all conditions in all over the world. And you know, you look at the likes of Tendulkar, Lara, and the likes of Waugh, who scored runs over the world. Jimmy's on that equivalent of bowling and taking wickets all over the world.
And he got to Sachin out, I think, 9 times, which is no mean feat, to put it mildly.
Absolutely, 9 times. I wouldn't realise that. I wouldn't say, and Jimmy wouldn't say that he's got Sachin in his pocket. But there's no way that anyone's ever had one of the greatest batsmen in the pocket. But you know, obviously, again, like I mentioned earlier, if you've got that knack of taking the ball away from the right-hander at consistent pace and consistent areas, you're going to get good players out.
And from my conversations with Jimmy over the years, I've always got a sense that he's a real team player, someone who really will stick up for his mates when it counts. You'd be very well placed to comment on that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, Jimmy's a real Lancashire lad when it comes to that. You know, he was born and raised at Burnley Cricket Club where he played, and I think that league cricket gave him the ethics of sticking together and working hard for his teammates, and he's taken that right through club cricket into first class cricket, and now onto international cricket.
And it must be nice as a club to see, you know, obviously Jimmy Anderson having great success for England, but also Jos Buttler keeping behind the wickets as well.
Yeah, to have two players that are an integral part in England's quest to regain the Ashes and to build a one-day team, it's fantastic. Josh has been a revelation to us since he came to the club. His batting's exciting, it's powerful, and it's it's what people had wanted, pay money to come and watch, and he's keeping now has got that scope to improve in all formats of the game. With his work ethic, I can't see that not happening. I think he's a great asset to England cricket.
It sounds like you're pretty pleased with the progress he's making.
Yeah, very much so. You know, I've watched Josh a lot since he's come to our place, and you know, I see him work behind the scenes, and what people don't see is the effort he puts in away from match day that will only help in his future career.
And you've been heavily involved in player development up in Lancashire. I suppose the job, if you like, is unearthing the next Anderson, maybe another Butler.
That's right. We've got a fantastic academy here. You know, we've got people all over the county looking for the next Jimmy Anderson, looking for the next Butler. Yeah, and we're guaranteed to hopefully unearth players of the future. And you know, these players are an integral part to Lancashire Cricket Club. If we can get the young guys watching what Anderson does, watching what Butler does, you know, young players are going to want to emulate that, and they have a really important role, not just on the field but off it as well.
And what about this season for Lancashire, Warren? Any sort of predictions or maybe hopes for the year? Few sort of changes over the last few months, or you know, 6 months or so.
Yeah, never been one to predict. You know, I think that's pretty dangerous. But you know, we've got Ashley Giles at the helm now. International experience, a fantastic young coach who's innovative. He has a lot of his players and he's got great respect in the game because he's been there and he's done it all. He's got a great feeling going amongst the boys at the moment. They've had a good pre-season tour to Sri Lanka and Dubai. And you know, a great win yesterday against Derbyshire to start off the county championship season. And I, knowing Ash from touring with him, from playing with him in the past, he'll expect excellence from his team. And hopefully, going into that last third of the year, we'll still be involved in all competitions.
And a quick word to finish on England, Warren. I won't press you for a prediction, but maybe how you've seen them go in the West Indies, and then obviously looking forward to a bumper summer against New Zealand and Australia.
Yeah, you know, you can never write off England. You know, you can never write off England. They're very, very difficult to beat on their own turf. They're up against two fantastic touring sides. The New Zealanders coming off the back of a great T20 World Cup. They'll be full of confidence. They'll be wanting to prove a point. And of course, like Australia, it's an Ashes series. You don't have to get built up for an Ashes series as a player. You're ready to go. So England have got the work cut out. But you know, I'm hoping for good things off England cricket. They've got some good players. They've got a good man at the front. Once Alistair settles down, starts getting a few more runs, I think things look good for England.